something here when it speaks about the Adam Lamo Yulad in Lamarach Mishar Harbei, and we show the fact that because a person is not Nerla Bishleimus, he can't be Baal HaNoch, he has to be Baal Tanua. I think it was Gimel Dvar Mishpat and Moholi. The Gimel Dvar Mishpat. So this Etzim Hinyan of being a Baal Tanua is Emes in a person, but a person has three levels of self. Adam Yesh Bei Nefesh, K'may Shesh Tachol Sha'a Baal HaChayim. A person has a Nefesh that which is even similar to Nefesh of all Baal HaChayim. The Yesh Bei Nefesh HaMedaberet Nois of Hashem Baal HaChayim. Shein Lem Nefesh HaMedaberet. Then he has a Nefesh HaMedaberet. The Yesh Bei L'Adam Seichol Nibdo in our group of Gami. And a person also has Seichol Nibdo completely, which is different as well. I think Kanefesh of Deberet in a Seichel Mitzvah. Yom Mitzvah is a Seichel Deb. Rav Koro is a Seichel Yiluni Bilti Nivdal. Kukoyach the Guf. Is Bayer de la Maila. Ayesha them Seichel Mitzvah Kanti. Someone else says that he uses this most of the time. He uses the teaching of Seichel Mitzvah without referring to the Seichel that's made in Mitzvah. I guess the distinction is a fine distinction. I think there's one of two I find it. First of all, the seichel that is the seichel that a person has in Dibur includes a physical element to itself, Diburim. And the Nelai can't say that this seichel completely gives soul from anything else. Let's one step lower. The Nefesh Achiyuni, that the Shittim Baal HaChayim, is the darga of seichel a person has that expresses itself in his activities. See food, run towards it, break the nut with a stone even, that type of thing. Those are in Yanim that a person is, that's called the seichel of the seichel Achiyuni. All the simple life force that animals have, and not just the ability to walk or to run or to scavenge food, but the mitzvah of being able to think about it. That thought process is a very, very physical thought process. And it belongs to the world of the mitzvah here. So that is the level. The second level of Dibur is the fact that a person is capable of taking the things around him and putting it in phrases. The person can say, the things around, this is an elephant, the elephant's coming to attack, this is a meal, the meal is very good. So this, what we call Seichel HaDivri is the ability to quantify things, put them together, be mityachas to them, bring them down, and so on. Those are all in Yanim that are physical, but they've been expressed in Dibur. That's something a Baal Chai is not capable of putting it together and making terminology for it. This person lives down the street, he's going here, he's going there. But that is called a Seichel that's not Nivdol, because it interacts with the things that are physical. It interacts both with the foil, meaning the Burim come out from your mouth, you need words, they need wind, and so on. And also mitzvah the tzeichen, and mitzvah the content of it, it refers to things that are real. There's a seichel and yiddo, which I think means the ability to think abstract thoughts, the ability to think about things that are not a real, that are a higher mitzvah. And the etzim, the sarasmam, I don't think you can express this really well. So, the person has a seichel nivdol. Yigam mitzir, this is much like Tinoch, has a seichel nivri. Tinoch can stop when he thinks, well, speaking, thinks, speaks. His diburim are diburim of this world. Things are around here, and so on and so forth. But the mitzir of a something higher than a piece of hunger snack is be'etzim not shayach to a teenager. The other scenario is going to explain that all these three areas is the tchina of amol, as the tchina of adam lomo yulad, and so on. Vama, ki adam nivra la'amol, shlo yeh bal hanocha klal, tak yoytish limusa la'poil tamit v'li hanocha. First is meant to constantly bring out ishleimus for toil. Shekach roi mitzat teva bria, shekol nivram nivru shu b'shleimus, v'lo yu chaseiru. The adam azeh, he efshe sheyova la'shlama, ad sheyeh bal hanocha l'gami. A person cannot become ever shalom this world with anger, that he's a bal hanocha, that he's finished, that's all there is to do, that's it. Bezeo mas loy nema ba'odam kitoiv, yoysim kolam yisrael. And that's why it doesn't say by Adam, kitoiv, by Adam kitoiv, because it doesn't, Adam is not a dover sholim. Because it's only very much on flame, but Adam is not a dover sholim. So you can't call Adam, kifia shehu, a dover sholim. Voloi nimsa, he says here at Dover, he adds a Kinesia. There's a drush that's around somewhere that says it. I don't remember offhand. Where he says that Adam was created with the greatest Shleimus, because the Shleimus of Adam is that he's not a Shalom and that he's Master Master. This is the best. For Adam, this is the best way to exist. Lamassa, if you give a kid a puzzle to do, giving him the answer is not the shleimus, because for the kid solving the puzzle is the shleimus. So Surah Adam is created in a way where he constantly needs to be master himself, and that itself is the most shleimistic opinion there is. There's a famous but the Kafka is called, you know, there's nothing as shalom as a broken heart. Here the pshat is there's nothing as shalom as a person that needs to go and to be master himself. There's therefore was about the shalom smell of Paul, much of himself called. And that the shalemus of Adam is that he constantly is master himself. So if we ask, is a person created, this is also one of the rishistic fallacies that the upper cosmos have always used. And they make chayzik of the from view of the world. They kept the using, you know, is this the best of all possible worlds? So the goy has to, the galach has to say that this world is the best of all possible worlds, and then we always got stuck when we look around and see that the world was a pretty lousy world. So Mechatez is the best of all worlds, and the suffering is net. Nidokis, if you say this world is not the best of all worlds, then you're back again in trouble. The Mechatez problem, not Kol Yochel, Mechatez problem. You want to show the Mechatez problem, not want to make the world good. Can't you make the world good? Mechatez Hala. So the answer to it is that the world is something which is it's the best of all possible worlds, but the thing we need to explain is what's the best of all possible worlds. If you're talking about the sense of a Gan Eden, or the Mokrei Menucha Basher Hushem, this world is not that. It's not meant to be that, and therefore it's not that. It's not going to be that, and it's not the it's not the role that it's made for. But if you're talking about it as the best material to bring out what it's supposed to bring out in this world, then it is the best world. It is, and that's something that we have no way of knowing. Every person needs to bring out 13 young premium, and this is what's brought out. Okamah Shemayim Hashem is Snoim Veinim Boim and Lachak Lau. So he says, just like Shemayim, which in this case means all the grum shemayim, which are in constant tenua, and they're never resting. So here you have something which is in constant flux. It's something which is constantly, you know, moving and so on and so forth, and doesn't come to any anoche, and yet that's a perfection. The sun coming to rest and the moon coming to rest, we certainly would not perceive as a very, very good thing. So Adam Shlemus is that he's constantly seeking to bring himself out.
Time when the peh
as a vehicle to be made to give a Torah, and the person can give a course to a Torah, can take something from a higher world and process it, give it over, that's when you have Torah being used as a higher eifin, and something which is an expression of the Seichel HaNisal. But Amal Torah includes that. So the Amelus lies in transferring in Yonim that are Gavoya Mimenu and bringing it out within this world and taking the Bekoya for that and making the fall. Then you explain Chazal to Akol Moedim that the Shabbat is very strong. The Lama Nisatar B'Shabbat. This is the Nisatar B'Choyl. The Yadim Oymek, since she's before Melacha Shri B'Choyl, Kach, Shri B'Choyl, Kach is Shri B'Choyl. Well, Kach, not Nisatar B'Shabbat, Shri B'Choyl, Melacha. The Ene Shri B'Choyl. So the Abdi may have heard of Kabachoyim, Mashab, the Shem, you may speak to Namlocha, and you may speak to Natera, the Boys are Chos, and you may speak to Namlocha, and this may speak to Natera. But oi, Kimu Shadam Briyasa Ba'atma, so you have a Nacho Bala Shlama, as a Boa Shab is Loin Nitna Atera, Loin Nitna Atera, I Adam Bala Nacho Bala Shlama. It's a Boa, the Ein Roi Lada, the Adam Lama Yulot, so things are Atera Bishab. Le Ba'atma, the Atera, Adam Bala Nacho Bala Shlama. He says a very interesting point over here. He says, Chazal is saying that the reason why Torah is given on Shabbos is because one is too, I find it, but the thing he's saying, either a person would sit around in a pose of somebody who's a shalom when he's not a shalom, or the person would understand that the person would not, he would take Shabbos and he must be a prayer from that also. He would say the prayer belongs to the world of Amor, and that's after Shabbos. The Shabbos means it's the day of Shvisa of Tachtonim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos from Avodas Tachtonim. And the Mela, we don't imitate a Kodesh Baruch Hu if we rest from Malach HaVayonim. And therefore, the Torah was given on Shabbos, a person should not use the excuse of learning on Shabbos. And Adarabba, Shabbos, without Torah, would be a terrible day and it would be nothing to it. It would be empty. So Torah is given on Shabbos, so that Shabbos doesn't come as an empty thing. We'll see later. I'll bring down soon that Goyish Shabbos, Akash Shabbos, Chanisa. The need to when a person is shaven, so he is be'etzem doing something wrong. He's be'etzem kind of making making that something which is full of crap as if it's real life. As long as the person is not what he ought to be, then Shavisa is hepatitis material. What does that mean? Why is the person being shavis and not being master himself? Like it says later on, Asim Shashava Tadisa, it's a hafkor to the Sodom. The Sodom is the person who's almost to be master himself. If he's not doing that, then he has no business being there. Because a person has Torah on Shabbos, he no longer is a Baal Hanacha on Shabbos. He's not wasting his time. Wasting his time in a very fundamental way. Shabbos is not an off day. It becomes the Yom when the person can be on the Torah and make Torah. Makol Kamei Zvar Lachaki. efshar rak bin yizesh, adam nivel amal atayra, adam ba'atmi efshar shei bala nacha klal. Ba'af ha-shamayim lezak ha-bein ad lemishu bala nacha. You see, there's nothing in this world that is natural mitzvah is direct to nothing. Even for echvi shamayim go. Ba'ak hei mitzvoyim tamad bein ad nacha. Bechol ze, if they can nacha yashlamo. The dove is in oil, the gesher, she doesn't call ba'ashlamo. It's a hafkof, it's a sheker in its mitzvah. The mitzvah is the dvarim in this world that are gashmius are not the shleimus. And therefore, to give it a shleimus, the kitzura is being a shaker. Okay, tells me, says, Omer Shlokish, Gresh Hashem Chayisa, Shem Ayyim Delay Lo Yishpoisi. Vomer Ma'ad Nenech Azeros Zubisos. And this is something which is not a pshat, it's a punishment. That in a sense, this is his chiyus. His chiyus is when he's working hard and not taking days off. He's disciplined, he's productive, and so on. Amarav nitchasul b'sheni b'shabbos. This is your story here. Adkap. Harei b'yaru kagoy in relish b'sekal. So if a goy takes the money, does nothing. It's ein roilos. Ke'ein zem migeda ha'odam tibal shvisa. Because as far as the Adam goes, it's not Nikidra to be Baal Shvita. Ba'af ki yesh Yisrael Shvita Mitzad HaNefesh. And that's why Yisrael has Shvita, because the Nefesh can be working again. The first time Shvita is Yisrael, the Nefesh is Nefesh, the Nefesh is Yisrael, 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 the The thick homicides you saw me on Shabbos is almost there. It's the only side of thickly. If Moshe Goy, Nivul Amor Nefesh, from Malacha, if any Amor from this Chayez Nisa, if you can't never you saw the Amor Seichel, for Amor Atere, for the Siv, the Yisa, the Yev, the Laila. If you can't have Seichel, the Yob Odom on Ashlama, a Seichel of the Nivul Ashlama. Just a side point, I guess. You know, when we use Kalim as the omade for the person to be learning longer, how long to learn and so on, Kalim or whatever it is, one of the Indianim that needs to be taken in the Cheshire and is important is a person needs to be an Omel. And that not being an Omel is a chur. And it's Hefesur Sadam, and it's a Bittlesur Sadam. There are scoops of a person's life when his learning is an amela. He really harvests it, puts his time and puts his energy into it. He thinks about it, so on and so forth. He learns a lot, or remembers a lot, or chadish a lot, and so on. Then the scoops of a person gets older, there are yechidah schools that keep on that level of productivity, just learning. For most people, it has to come in combination with the job, with the shtelah, with the chiyuv, with the shibud. The one thing a person has to understand is, if he has himself menuchadik, then it's not good. It's not good for other men who leads to a lot of self. The person, it's not just enough that I'm learning, I'm not stopping, I'm learning. The person has to feel that there's a menakoa chalapoa. That's the criteria. Well, the figure almost says it's probably Yom Shabbos to Omer Atayim. Then it's not a Seichel. K'moy Shakoy Nivu L'Omer HaNefesh V'Omer Locha. In Eino Omer Tomet Chai Nisa, K'atim Yisrael Omer Atayim V'Omer 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 So, Seichel in itself is kind of hinting here at a little Shaila. So why doesn't the person just think about those right? Well, why is he so interior? The Seichel itself will never be Nivu L'Omer Atayim V'Omer Atayim His own circle was created a chassid. But unless he brings in information from outside about what's right and what's wrong, it's not going to work. Well, Mishpat Yisrael mitzara nefesh ha-matzelos kmo shuhu ha-goy mitzanafsha. Nefesh ha-ein la-shlamah, ein la-sechon ha-vizol la-shlamah. So for us, the need to learn is like the need for the toilet to do melacha. Or if there's ha-ein kan ha-shlamah, there's ha-omol b'loy ha-nach ha-klav. In other words, Torah is the mechus that the person created for. Everything else is the shoresh of it. So you can't complain about it. You can't go around pushing it because this is what you are after. There's no real choice not to learn and fully retain the Torah itself. Whoever the Shahabit is born here in Ma'oid, my might actually ain't something. Okay, any questions?
I'm a little bit confused. We said at the beginning of the piece that Zeu Shleimus Ba'atzmei Shehu Misnoya El Apoel Moitzi Shleimus Itamid El Apoel.
Right.
Which means that the very fact that he's chaser and he has the afsharis to continue to go weiter, that is a bechin of shleimus.
Right.
But then he says afterwards that the pshat in Yom HaMavis Mim Hivalde is because when by Yom HaMavis you can't go anymore, so you have shleimus. Whereas Yom Hivalde you don't yet have shleimus. But you would have thought the opposite. If Yom Hivalde you have the greatest ability to be misnaya al apoyal and be mitzi yourself, so that's an even higher level of shleimus according to the way that he was magdarit. Now I'm a bit confused. I mean, at the beginning he says shleimus is that he is misnaya al apoyal or mitzi shleimus itamid, and then
and he's not as enthusiastic as a child, doesn't get carried away by silly ideas, doesn't this, doesn't that. So when we take a look at a mavugar and at a cotton, and a cotton's full of energy and ideas, he wants to do things and doesn't want to get in it. And we say to ourselves, we declare the grown up as being the seder, and the kid as being a kid, immature, and so on and so forth. But let's say we have a kid occasionally who's lacking youthful enthusiasm and doesn't have these bright ideas, not this, not that. He's kind of, he has the same attitude as a grown-up has. We wouldn't inherit the child as a shleimus. We would inherit as a chisur. A bachur your age is supposed to be enthusiastic and a bread and running for ideas. He washed up. I mean, he waited another 20 years to get depressed. So here you have a situation where for the young person, the chunas hanefesh of a young person is shleimus, even though they are not shleimus an absolute sense. So we'll distinguish between things with an absolute value, or things with or things with a very specific. In this case, is shleimus. Our world as a whole. Should not be there in a shleimus. Part of it is because the world is created not shalom and it's not shalom. But the shleimus, what is the surah, the ideal surah of this world, which is an interim world? It is to have the real surah of our world is to have what's necessary to act as a waiting room for the next world. And that is its shleimus. But that shleimus is because it's a particular time and moment. In the ultimate, Sid Olam Haba with its absolute menucha is shleimus.
Mm-hmm. Just one other thing. I mean, according to the Maral, the tachlis of goyim in the bechina of amal is amal malacha, or it's amal sicha. Just that there's no amal sicha, there's no talmud Torah. There's the way that we said that because it says v'gis v'yim of alaylas, that tells me that it's not stam sicha. But a guy who doesn't have this din, this mitzvah, this pasuk, is it amal sicha? Still he has this concept to be might see dvarim el hadibur in the highest possible form, or it's.
So what's the case that you said in class?
I'm sorry?
You were saying in a case that someone. What's the case of person?
No, I'm asking that the pasuk which says Adam la amal yulad. So I would have thought that this applies side to a yid and side to a goy. And the Gemara is trying to understand what is the gather of amal, and I might think it's either amal malach or amal sicha. Now we know it's amal sicha, but within amal sicha, either it's tam sicha ba'alma or it's divrei teres. We have a posik by Klal Yisrael, which is Vigis Vayim of Alayla. So by Goyim that they don't have this pasuk is the pshat that the bechina of Amelus, which they have, is still an Amelus in the area of Sicha, that they should be made see Dvarim El Hadibur in the highest possible manner, or that their Amelus is limited to Amelus in Malacha?
I'm not sure. I can imagine that if somebody has the Yachta or Kibla Yefes, if somebody has the Meitzur sent forth into the Kamika, the Kaplan is almost our urban that can solve the
Right.
You must a person who is the Ikashai of the Maitre Dain, that's what he should be doing. A person who tries to cure him should be doing that. But I don't know for sure.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Shkayach, Shkayach. Shabbos.